The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continued to do this hatta ja'ahu al-haqqu wa huwa fi ghari Hira, until truth came to him. And here we see the beautiful language of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Ja'ahu al-haqq. She said the truth came to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine this moment right now, how important it is to you in your life, man, in my life. Where would I be without this moment? Where would you be without this moment? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to Sayyid al-Akwan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa bihi da'at al-ard wa samawat. And with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the illumination, prophetic illumination, adat ala al-ard, came back to the earth sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's also a really, really important lesson here that Sheikh Ibn Abi Jamra mentions, and that is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in one of the most difficult times, such that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam abandoned, right, for moments, the society that he lived in, because there was so much fitna, there was so much difficulty, there was so much immorality, there was so many bad things happening, economic and political stratification. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rose the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from this situation and made him Sayyid al-Bashar sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you and I, as followers of this person alayhi salatu wasalam, no matter the fitna that we are living amongst, no matter the difficult times that we may be experiencing, no matter the hardships that may rock us, we do not allow the world to blind us from knowing that if we stay to the truth and we are good people, we honor our Lord, we honor our families, we honor the people around us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he rose the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to maqam al-nubuwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take us and make us to the maqam of the Salihin and the Siddiqeen.